views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Happy New Year. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So it's my pleasure to share information and provide you with an opportunity to call in if you have some challenges that you'd like to work out. My guest and I today will be happy to address those with you. I have Will Hatch with me today. We were on the last show, we were saying goodbye to 2016, and now we're saying hello to 2017. So this is part two. Will and I have been working together for 2 years, and pretty close to 2 years now, and he was looking for a mentor and learning how to do energy work. And Will, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. To me is Will be happy.
Yeah, we were just talking before getting on the air here that, you know, it was a year ago today that we were leaving for, or tomorrow that we were leaving for Machu Picchu. Out of the jungle. Yep. Out of the jungle and flying out to Machu Picchu. We were at Oda's Yoga. How do you say that, the name of their place again?
Yoga Lima Tambo.
Yeah.
Up in the cloud forest.
Yeah. So we were staying there with them, that beautiful food. And it was kind of nice to get out of the jungle. And get to some electricity and a hot shower. And, you know, and it's just funny thinking about that now being back in Canada this year at this time. And here's all the snow and we have the new year. Definitely a different way of starting off our new year this year. But we were wanting to talk about that on today's show. And, you know, I'm just going to give you the floor about our you know, intention for today. So go for it, Will.
We were talking about the New Year's resolutions and I interjected. I don't want to make any New Year's resolutions. I want to make New Day's resolutions. I want more chances.
I love that. New Day's resolutions. That gives you 24 hours to get things accomplished or not. And then the very next day you wake up and you get to start again and make another resolution. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's kind of like the energetic equivalent of a mutual fund versus a single investment. I'd hate to have my year crash and then have to wait for the next year and be so upset about all the momentum that I lost over the course of the year. When really every day I wake up and in the first thing in the morning, there's no momentum to my day and it goes whichever way I focus on after I become awake. And that's what I want to keep reminding myself is that it starts over all the time, every day.
I love that because the problem with New Year's resolutions is that, you know, like you said, like if, you know, you're on day three now, we're on day four now. And if you accidentally, you know, like a lot of people will want to quit smoking, or they're not going to eat chocolate for, you know, a year or something silly like that. And, you know, if you fail on January 2nd or January 3rd, you know, it could be a long year. So we want to strengthen that for everybody. I mean, we talk about this quite a bit, about how our daily routine, how important it is that, you know, we kind of like, if we have something to do in the day, like something that we want to accomplish, we want to kind of connect with ourselves first thing in the morning and kind of connect with that and kind of feel for it and see whether or not things feel like they're, if there's any weaknesses there, that we could shift those weaknesses energetically so that we're moving forward in a more calm manner, more centered. So, you know, what do you like? How do you like to do that? Tell us about your new day's resolution.
Well, depending on the day, some days I wake up and there's things that I'm really excited about that I can just revel in for a little while before I get out of bed. And other days I can, at least, at the very least, reach for the fact that, hey, my heart beat all night long and I can feel my lungs. Wow, they still hold air and they work. That means that I must be ready to do something today.
Going to the simplest things of all. And, you know, but it is funny when you think about it, because, you know, we don't have to think about our body keeping us alive. It just does. And so our body absolutely understands how to work. And sometimes there's little glitches. And, you know, we talk about this. This is like a glitch in a programming, you know, in a mm-hmm. computer. And so do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
I don't know which way you want to take it from there, from programming a computer. But what I was thinking about, I guess this does tie into your old training on biocomputers, was I've been thinking about the heart. Because I've been doing some research on the actual electrical waves that are coming from your heart and how it's kind of a fractal pattern. And in what I mean is that you see the two blips on the chart as everybody would recognize from a cardiogram. But when you start to look even closer, there's smaller blips that happen at a much higher frequency. And so what I've really been recognizing is, and as I've been exploring these ideas about thought fields that surround us, is how our heart is feeding our body so intensely. And I've really been enjoying that one.
Yeah, you know, they're finding out more and more and more about how the heart really works. how huge the electromagnetic field that it puts out is. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing when you start really looking into that, how when we go, the power of our heart, you know, so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. I just feel like a lot of people at this time, before we come on the radio show, quite often we'll test, you know, what's the leading weakness. I'm just getting, for some people, if they feel like, you know, they didn't get off to the right foot on the new year, that, you know, that the thought of that weakens them. And so we just want to, I just love your new day's resolution. I might even start doing a new hour's resolution. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have Will Hatch on here with me today. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more. We have some callers that have been calling in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. As soon as we get back from this short break, we're going to come back and make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Will Hatch. And Will, do you want to just share your contact information with our listeners before
sure.
we continue?
If anybody wants to reach me, you can send me an email, will@iagree.com. And that is E-Y-E-A-G-R-E-E.com.
And I've seen some of your blogging. Did you want to share with people how to read some of your blogs?
It's on I Agree.
Okay, cool. Very cool. So we have some callers that have been patiently waiting here. And so we're going to take the first caller. Rudolph, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Marie. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Happy New Year to you, too, Will.
Thank you.
How are the both of you today?
Wonderful. Good. Yourself?
I'm well.
All right. And so what can we do for you today?
Well, I was thinking of prosperity, and I'm wondering if maybe a couple incidents in my early life has anything to do with sort of keeping me from achieving any of it. When I was
you
about 18 months old, excuse me?
You and me both.
Oh, yeah.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, I guess I should. I hope this is good for all of us, in spite of a lot of things.
I love what you brought up here, Rudolph, because it's really interesting. You're right. Your instincts are really, really correct here. There's many, many things that happen in our childhood, in our subconscious mind, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. That happen that we don't necessarily remember, but they do have a major effect on us. And you know, it is mm-hmm. the new year, and we want to talk about prosperity. So this is an awesome question. Can I ask you, like, what memory do you feel, or you said there was two memories, what do you feel those memories were?
Well, there were three in particular, but one of them I don't really remember much of it. When I was about 18 months old, I was crawling around still, and I reached up on a table and and tipped over a newly poured hot cup of coffee right onto my arm and chest.
Mm.
And when I was about 16 years old, I was at a county fair, and a spontaneous riot just burst out all around me, and I was kicked in the coccyx, and it was pretty painful.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in eighth grade, was it because the
hockey players lost their game? We had a spontaneous riot in Vancouver one year when the hockey players didn't win the game. Their team
That's
didn't win.
Well,
it was just like
Canadians
that.
Riot.
That's the only reason Canadians riot. Funny. So what's the third one? I would just like to hear, because this is really interesting.
Well, the third one, when I was in eighth grade, I was in student government, and my eighth grade science teacher, who was the student government coordinator, I was the victim of a sexual abuse case?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just want you to gather those three things together.
Okay.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, when you think about those three things, how much is it bothering you? 10 being the absolute worst and 0 being neutral.
Well, consciously, I don't really ever think about it. And I've sort of told myself that, you know, things happen in life. Ever since I was young, I've always told myself that. And it was neither good nor bad. It just sort of happens. And go on from there. But I think possibly subconsciously, it's a different matter.
Yeah, what's coming up is you're suppressing. And you're very resistant, actually, to talking about this right now. So what number are you at?
I think I'm pretty low, probably maybe a 2. I mean, I've talked about it.
Yeah, I'm getting that you've worked through a lot of this. So Will, what are you picking up is going on here?
This one, it seems familiar in a weird parallel sense. And in my experience, I think I'm still working through this, but I think it has to do with on this one level, something happened around that time, and that's the event that we can really grasp to. But in my experience, when I've really looked into the events, I haven't found much there. But at the same time, your intuitive sort of sense is telling you that you're looking back there for the origins of it. And I can't get too specific, but when we're learning what to expect from the world around us and we're setting these patterns, if we don't have it in us to believe that we are worthy or deserving of certain things, then when we experience it later on in life, it can be uncomfortable and a little bit frustrating. And so for me, it's this whole that was then and this is now thing I keep reminding myself for how I act. But then to speak more specifically to your question here, I would say let's continue on this path. Like, I see you're being guided intuitively towards this solution, and it's sitting back there mm-hmm. somewhere. And it's most likely a misunderstanding or a miscommunication of something, which is really understandable at that age. And it most likely, once you find it and discover it, you're going to realize it doesn't matter all that much anymore. But at this point in time today, that's obviously not quite the case, and that's perfectly fine.
And what I'm picking up, Rudolf, is that when you were 18 months and you were reaching, you know, up to put something in your hand and take it, and it wasn't just like the pain, you know, burns are very painful. It was the shock, not expecting it. Okay. And I'm getting, do you remember any of it at all? Sometimes people do remember back that long. It's rare though.
No, I don't. Not that event.
Who was at the house with you? Did your parents ever talk to you about this?
Yes, I had spoken to my mother about it. She had just poured herself a cup of coffee. Doorbell rang. I guess it was the postman, and she went to go to the door, and before she got to the door, I screamed, apparently, and she ran back, and there I was.
Yes. A lot of this, I can feel this. Is your mom still on this plane?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Your mom feels a lot of guilt about that still. You see how mothers worry? Like, you know, can I ask,
yeah,
how old are you?
I'm 66.
66?
Yes.
Yeah, and your mom still worries about you. I had a client one time. I was working with her, and she said, "Well, I can't do that for myself, not until all my kids are happy." And I asked her this question, "Well, how old are you?" And she's, you know, like in her 80s, and her baby was 65 years old. And I said, "You know, that's not a baby. That's a grown man." And it made her laugh and laugh because she realized, wow, you know, our children are always our children. So we just want to strengthen your mom to let go of this. The timing of it, all of it. We're just going to strengthen her to it, her concerns about you and your future. Were you in the hospital for a while?
I don't know. I went to the hospital directly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. But I'm not sure if I had a long stay there.
Okay, because the underlying thing is we just want to strengthen you and anyone else listening out there that, you know, we have a lot of experiences when we're toddlers where we're told, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. And we're told don't touch
absolutely,
for a reason, because a lot of the times what we're going to touch is going to hurt us. You know, we're going to get injured or hurt. And so it would be almost impossible for a mother or a father to totally, completely protect their child. And so I'm getting that your mom's reaction, like she was horrified, and her reaction to that also, I'm getting it sitting in your, it's coming up your heart, the guilt that she felt there. So we just want to let that go, that you are worthy for reaching for your goals and being strong to reaching for your goals. Being strong for reaching what you want, like what you would like to pull into you. So we just strengthen that for you, that you're not going to, you know, the reason why we say, like, when people have expectations, it creates limitations, is because expectations usually are, you know, from things like this that happened. I like anticipation better. Anticipation
much better,
is when, you know, you're looking forward to doing what you're doing. And so we just want to strengthen that for you and for everybody else. Will, like, I can feel your energy working on this. What are you, I'm just getting that, if I ask Rudolph now, when you think about that incident, has it changed for you?
Maybe a one.
Okay, because I was strengthening you to your mom and her back to you to love each other. Will, what are you, what would you like to say about this for Rudolph?
I'm just loving how this lines up. For me, I had a similar incident right around the same age where we got a family picture. And in the process of getting ready for the family picture, I reached out and grabbed the hot iron. And so in the pictures, there I am crying. I've got a very burned hand right around the same age. And here we are reaching out for something and getting burned. And then decades later,
wow,
drawn back to that incident and going, I see a weakness that I have with my own prosperity. And it seems to be coming back to this whole reaching out and getting burned thing. I'm just boosting everything you've said for myself and my mother and my father. And
wow. Yeah, there's, you know, Rudolph, thank you for calling in and sharing this with us, because you think about that, something that happened when you were 18 months old And I just, that's exactly like, you know, when you reach out for your goals and you get burned, it's not that much fun. And so we're just going to strengthen you that from now on, when you reach out for your goals, that, you know, that all any like letting go of that. And I'm really getting that it was less traumatic for you than it was for your mother in some ways, because she was blaming herself. And so we're just going to strengthen her to let go of that. I can feel your mom has a great deal of love for you. So we just strengthen that, you know, the love and the safety and the security.
Well, thank you very much.
And so thank you for calling in. We have to take a quick break right now, and we have another caller waiting. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com if you want energy correcting cards or paintings that are now available. The dragons are restless. And for information regarding Energetic Upgrade online program, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. I'm on Facebook, social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show, and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch here, and I've got people patiently waiting to have some energy shifted. And our next caller here is Kendra. Are you there, Kendra?
Hi.
Hello, beautiful. This is Kendra. Will,
how
this
are
is
you?
Kendra from Regina, Saskatchewan. And I've worked with Kendra, and I love working with Kendra. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you today?
So I woke up with a swollen right eyelid, and this has been an ongoing problem for quite some time. They get both my eyes get very red and itchy, like on top of the eyelids, and then they usually dry over and kind of peel almost like a snake. But then it got swollen today, and I've been dealing with this for quite some time.
Okay, and actually what's coming up, it's not so much the actual physical thing, it's that what you're going weaker to energetically is that you've been dealing with this for quite some time, and it just won't go away. So we're going to strengthen you to this, okay? How on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this bothering you right now?
I would say 8.
Okay. That's pretty accurate. And are your eyes itchy?
Yes.
And are you irritated?
Yes.
And annoyed?
Yes.
Impatient.
Yeah.
Did you hear the first part of the show where we're making New Day's resolutions instead of New Year's ones?
I did, yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's fantastic in a much better way.
Okay. So, Will, her eyes are really bugging her.
Well, I imagine if it's only when you wake up in the morning that they're super red and super swollen and super itchy that you're probably scratching them all night long. And so when Colette talks about how are you feeling this and are you feeling that and a little bit of suppression, because we were talking about that on the last call or two, so that's got to be in here. And when we're asleep, all that conscious thought that we put into suppressing the things that we would normally suppress during the day, it's kind of gone right out the window. And so here we are at night, open, completely open, almost like at the end of the New Year's party for the people who were drinking, and they were completely open. Without any hesitation towards doing those things that we would normally stop ourselves from doing. I went through this sort of thing a while ago, too, with my eyes, except it wasn't the top of the eyelid. It was the inner eye and down the side of my nose.
And so we want to really, I'd like to ask you something. When you look at your future, Kendra, do you see where you want to go?
Yes.
Are you clear on that?
No.
See, that's what's
like,
coming
up. I see possibilities, but I'm not, I don't have a certain, like, precise idea.
Okay. I just want to tell you, because I can feel it shifting already. This is coming, you understand, from psychosomatically, your eyelids, your upper eyelids are your heart. You see, if you think about, and see, I can feel you shifting now. What you see in your heart, what you feel coming from your heart, is not the same thing that you see happening in your life. And it's irritating you.
Very accurate.
There you go. And so the reason for this, why it's showing up on your upper eyelids, is because your eyes are the window to your soul. And your and if you look at it psychosomatically and also energetically, your the chakras that are in your body, do you know what chakras are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so the chakras are, you know, I consider them, just for anyone who maybe doesn't know what the chakras are, they are like vortexes of energy that you have throughout your body. And the more coordinated they are and the more that they are working together, the more energetically in alignment we are. And you can, in the face, you actually have the chakras again, kind of like it's like a microcosm, you know, because everything's fractal. And so the area around the eyes is actually like the heart chakra. And the upper eyelids, it's coming, you're protecting your heart. Do you feel like you could be heartbroken?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so take a deep breath.
Ooh, this is like the whole Lego thing I told you last year, Colette.
Okay. I don't remember, so tell Kendra.
we're all kind of made of pieces, right? And some people, they get really upset, like, oh my God, this horrible thing happened, and here I am shattered. But we're still made of pieces, right? And even if we're shattered, the pieces are all still there. And we get to put them back together in a new way. And it might not sound very fun at first, but if anybody's got any experience building something out of pieces and you get better at it the more you've done it, and by the time you've gone through a few iterations, you've got a masterpiece in front of you.
How do you feel right now, Kendra?
I feel sad, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what number are you at?
6 came to mind.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where... See, your intuition is very strong. So this is coming up in some ways, wanting to actually have a whole new life is what's coming up. What is your age?
31.
Okay. So you're a little bit weak to being 31 and not being where you thought you would by now.
Yeah, I know that story.
Hey, I'm not saying it, but I know that story too. But when I was 35, I knew exactly what I wanted. So we just strengthen this for you, okay? And really what's coming up is I'm getting that when you're sleeping at night, you are searching energetic, like your subconscious and your unconscious mind are really searching for answers here. And so we want to strengthen you to that they let your conscious mind in on the information that you're gathering so that you have more clarity. And the itching, when people have an itchiness, that means that they're itching to do something. You're itching to do something, and you're what are you doing for a living?
Grooming dogs.
Okay. And so, you know, actually you took over my business, right?
Yes.
And you're the best dog groomer I know. I would send my animals to you in a second. But having said that, it's kind of like I'm getting that on some level, you have reached your maximum potential in this industry. And it's kind of like, if someone puts you on the pedestal, you only have one place to go. That's down, right? So you're actually looking for a reason. Like, it's so much more challenging when you're really, really good at something to stop doing it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, but I've never liked to be put on a pedestal, and I don't believe I'm the best out there. I don't want to be the best. I just want to blend in.
Okay, so there we go. We're going to, this conflict in you. Because you energetically, that does not test strong. So we want to strengthen you to that you could allow yourself to change your course here and to entertain the idea that you could reach deep into your heart right now and allow yourself to let go of all the information, all the pieces like Will's talking about, and put them together in a different way.
You could because be the best Kendra ever.
Yeah, there we go.
I like that.
Yeah, there we go. When I say to be the best version of yourself, I mean actually that, Kendra. So you're allowed to investigate these things. We're here to experience life. So experience it. And I'm just getting that when you at the end of the day, when you're grooming, are your eyes itchy?
No.
See, you're saving it all for night. So we're just going to stretch.
Yeah, and it's been a constant thing. Like, it's not always when I wake up. It just happened today. Like, I went to bed and they were itchy, and I know I did scratch them through the night, and I know that irritates them obviously more, but you just sometimes can't help it. But then I woke up and it was like, literally, my right eyelid is like looks like okay. I kind of got punched, you know, like it's so swollen.
Okay, so if you want to hang on, we have another caller. When we come back, we're going to just quickly finish this up with you and then take this next sure. caller, because she's calling from England, and she's also reaching out here. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show, and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch here with me today, and I also have Kendra on the line. We've been shifting some energy around her itchy, irritating eyes. Kendra, are you there? Hello, Kendra?
Oh, I guess it's all better.
I guess not. So we'll just, what I wanted to say is that this is coming quite often. Weaknesses in the eyes are coming from the ovaries. So this is actually coming from hormones, actually. So we just strengthen all the hormones. And there's some male and masculine and feminine energy at war. It's like almost like an energy, like back and forth. And we cleared some karma. So, Kendra, feel free to contact either Will or I, info@thetruthisfunny.com, or both of us, whatever you would like, and just let us know how it is. I'm getting that it's the histamine levels, and I was strengthening, like if you think about when your eyes get itchy and angry, that you want to go to your midline, put some energy in there, and strengthen to let any irritation, any itchiness, any histamine just clear out of your body. We're going to send it to black holes. Just let it go. And so it's kind of like you're holding this irritation in your eyes right now. And so just balancing that. If there's any birth control being used or whatever, I would just check and make sure that it's the right one for you is what's coming up. So that's my advice there. And we'll see if we hear from Kendra and how she's doing. We have Mirka from England patiently waiting here. So we're going to take her call. Mirka, are you there? Mirka?
I guess she hung up.
Oh, no. There's Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Brian's the producer of the show. So, Brian, is there anything that we can do for you today?
Well, I don't know.
Actually, Brian does. Brian has this beautiful knack of always playing the right music.
I do.
And yeah, you do. And lots and lots of people that have come on the show are always like, wow, that was my favorite song. And you even make him cry. You make people cry sometimes picking the right song.
Do you really want to tell the story about that so people know what you're talking about?
It was I think we had this beautiful woman on. I can't remember her name at this moment, but she was talking about hummingbirds and pollination. And she was such a lovely, beautiful person. And she had gone through this. She was telling us that we went to the first break for the, for the advertisement. And she was just before that, she was telling us that, you know, she went through this really challenging time and whatever. And then all of a sudden, Brian puts a song on and we go to break and she's just weeping. And I'm like,
oh, I know that was, I never meant for that to happen though.
I know. She was just weeping. And I said to her, are you okay? What's wrong? And she goes, how did he know to play that song? That was the song that got me through the hardest part of my life.
Oh, that I didn't even realize it did, you know?
So that was beautiful. And, yes. And that's just a beautiful example how energy works. So I want to thank you for that, Brian.
Thank you,
just like Will, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, how if something like in the memory, if we could hold memories that are harmful for us and we could just let those go, then we could also, on the other side of it, remember all the really wonderful things and put that kind of in our radar. And so I like to talk about moving forward towards the future. And so let's talk about that a little bit, seeing that we lost our callers here. How are we going to move forward?
Well, something I really giggle about is, we could talk to people and we'd say, you have time to do this? And they'd say, no, I'm too busy. But then if an emergency comes up, they're going to deal with it, right? They're going to take the time. They're going to find the extra hours to get it done. But if you tell somebody that, you know, you've got this thing that's going really well and we should focus on it, and then they're saying, well, no, I don't have time for it. It's just not important enough. And what a mentality we've got built into us that we want to look and really dedicate ourselves to the things that aren't going well more so than we want to dedicate ourselves to the things that are going well. And I'm not going to tell anybody that they should just turn the other way while their house is burning down or something like that. But what I am telling people is that they should turn towards the good things for at least part of the day. In the morning is a better time.
Yeah, well, because there are laws in the universe, and one of those laws is, you know, where you put your energy, that is where the flow goes, and that's what comes back. And so if we're constantly focusing on problems and we don't let the problem go, we want to let the problem go, and allow the new energy to come in and allow ourselves to enjoy it. And I love that because, you know, focusing on when things are their hardest, that's when it's the most challenging, you know. We have Mirka back and we want to grab her because she, Mirka, are you there?
I am. Hi, Colette.
Hello, all the way from England. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both. Thank you.
What can we do for you today, Mirka? We only have a little bit of time.
Well, I was listening to the Kindra talking about her eyes, and actually, I've had a very swollen eye, but it, like a bag under one of my eyes only on the left for a very, very long time. But years, I'm talking years and years and years, and right now I could feel it actually feel, you know, it feels kind of heavy sometimes. And so I just thought maybe this is the right day to do something about it with Colette.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, your eyes, I'm just getting, this is an unevenness, and then your left eye, is it on the upper or the lower lid?
The lower lid.
The lower lid. Okay. So, Will, what are you picking up here? Oh, that's like your son, right?
Yeah, it's just like my boy. He's been going through that for the last several months, but it's healing right now. I'm not really sure what to say about this.
Well, I'm picking up. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of energy coming in around this. There's a lot of energy. For a while there, a lot of people, a lot of women in particular, were complaining about styes on the eye. And it depends on which side it's on. What's coming up is it's coming up baggage, you know, having to deal with the baggage.
You know what? It's called the bag. It's called the bag, isn't it?
Yes.
Bag under your eye.
Yeah. And so this is kind of like, where you're storing the stuff that you don't like about being a woman is what's coming up. And so we just strengthen you to that. You know, it's masculine and feminine energy. We want to make sure that those are really, even in the body. And that the left eye is strong to the right eye and the right eye is strong back to the left eye. And we have run out of time here, but you can email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And let me know how you're doing. Will, I want to thank you for calling in, Mirka. And Will, I want to thank you for being on the show. We've got about a minute here. Would you like any last New Year's resolution advice or New Day's resolution advice?
I've had this thought coming up for the past few minutes. I can't remember where I got this from. I think it might have been from a talk the Dalai Lama gave. And he's telling this story. He says, imagine you're out on the street and a person comes up to you and they have a gift and they offer you this gift. Now you have the choice whether you're going to accept this gift or not. And assume for a moment that you chose not to accept this gift. Who does the gift belong to? It belongs to the person who offered it to you. Now, what if that gift was anger? Do you have to accept the emotions and the expressions from all the people around you as something of your own? Or is it okay for us to say, you know what? I'm going to hold mine and I'm not going to take that on. And giving ourselves permission to do that is just a beautiful, liberating thing.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for the people calling in. Thank you, Brian. Thank you to all the listeners. And I want to say a big thank you to Dr. Pat for this beautiful opportunity. And Happy New Year to you, Pat. Bye for now. We'll be back next week at 8:00 a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.